You've worked hard to accumulate wealth, but with these uncertain times, how can you preserve and grow your wealth in a safer place? Offshore, while earning regular quarterly dividends in US dollars. The solution is here. Hundreds of investors from across South Africa are investing in specialized medical real estate in the USA, sourced by a highly skilled team who make it easy for you. Orbvest SA, an authorized FSP. Visit orbvest.com.
Chatting now with Skalk Lowe. He's a portfolio manager at PSG Old Oak. Skalk, morning. Appreciate the early morning time. An article you had in Finweek, and you tweeted a bit around it in terms of commodity exports and how it drives the rand. First question, I'm assuming this is Reserve Bank data that you have found that shows that commodity exports have gone from a decade average of about 16.5 billion, if my zeros are correct, to around almost 25 billion rand per month.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. It is a Reserve Bank data. Yeah, it's phenomenal. I mean,
it is.
The one thing that we tend to find, you know, lately is that, you know, big question mark around the rand. You know, why is the rand strengthening? I mean, we've had all these, you know, we've had the COVID environment. In that COVID environment, we've seen a junk downgrade last year, and there's all these, you know, political uncertainty. Yet, you know, we've seen the rand, you know, been on this recent power run, and a lot of people have been giving me the question, you know, why is this just pure luck? Is this what's the story? And I think, you know, I've touched on a few things, you know, among other things was the current account deficit. I think the current account deficit looking very, very strong. I mean, this is the strongest two quarters, you know, South Africa has seen in well, ever. So, when we look at the current account, I mean, we were looking at imports and exports, and actually, you know, with you know, being all things being wonky and COVID-19, imports has been somewhat of a question mark. But, you know, as you mentioned, focusing on the exports, we've been enjoying a wonderful time. I mean, specifically precious metals and stones. I mean, mm-hmm. as you alluded to, you know, 16.5 billion, average, over this, let's call it, past decade, and then when you look at it, you know, recently we're still sitting at 21 billion with the recent rand strength, but over the past 6 months, we've averaged close to 26 billion rands worth of, you know, exports. That is a very, very strong argument for why the rand has been strengthening.
Yeah, I mean, that adds 10 billion a month to our FX market, and it's 10 billion on the right side. And then, of course, there's citrus, there's the other commodities. We saw this 2001 to 2006. The rand went from 1360 to 575. Again, the commodity boom happening there. So I suppose the question is, how much stronger can it go? Or is that a block you're not putting your head anywhere near?
That's the magical question. You know, how much stronger can it go? And if you know the answer to that one, please just give me a WhatsApp or something like that. But Simon, yeah, I think you've said it 100% correctly. We've had this discussion, you know, once and twice, and mm-hmm. on previous conversation where I say I get this 2003-ish, 2004-ish, you know, feeling, and I'm not going to concentrate mm-hmm. on that environment yet. But there's another thing that happened. I mean, you know, recently we've seen that the US coming out with a year-on-year inflation rate of 2.62%.
Yeah.
You know, a week after that, South Africa came out at 3.2%, the difference being, you know, 0.58%. This is the narrowest inflation differential between, you know, South Africa, or let's call it the rand, and the US. Now, this is also something that we've last seen 15 years ago. This is the narrowest margin between the inflation differentials between South Africa and US, you know, for 15 years, or 2006. Also very similar where we had that commodity boom. So again, this commodity boom clearly is yielding traction, you know, not just for other emerging countries. I mean, definitely yielding traction for South Africa, for the South African rand. And I would be really brave, you know, Simon. I mean, you know, really brave to call a top on the commodity cycle currently. And back to your original question, could we see, you know, further strength when we look at the rand, you know, relative to its purchasing power parity? And for the listeners out there, it's just a word, again, looking at the inflation differentials to put a valuation on the rand. When you look at the rand relative to its purchasing power parity, you know, we can clearly see that if we see a prolonged or a longer, you know, commodity boom, well, we can get that much closer to those levels. And then, I would say, you know, don't be surprised if we dip below this 14 Rand level very, very soon. Yeah.
And that 2004, 2006 feeling, I hear you on that. And I 2006, top 40, up 42%. I mean, it's not, I'm not saying it is, but it's getting that feeling there. And the Rand, I think, can go a lot stronger if this holds. Skulklo, Portfolio Manager, PSG Old Oak, so appreciate your early morning. The show is brought to you by Obvest's latest investment opportunity, Obvest Diversified Holdings Number 4, that will invest you into a range of Obvest investments offering instant diversification. For more information, visit obvest.com. Obvest SA, authorized financial service provider, license number 50483.